Hello and welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. My name's Chantel and I'm a Millennial Girl Boss, and I turn my dream of running my own location independent business into a reality. I quit my job to make money online and I'm here to teach millennials how to do the same. On this podcast, I talk about everything to do with mindset, productivity, and online business. So you're in the right place if you're looking for those things. Hey, here are some tips for running a small business from home. If you're thinking about starting up your own small online business or working from home, then these tips are for you.
Get my free no BS guide to leaving your day job. Link in the description.
So one of the key things that you need to establish once you're working at home is having a designated work area. This really helps me a lot when I'm working because it helps me to organize where I'm going to be, and it helps me to get into that mindset as when I'm in this area, I'm working and I'm doing my work now. It helps me to be more focused and be more clear about the task that I'm doing at that moment. So if I'm somewhere else, I know that it's relaxed time. And if I'm in that specific area and that desk, I know that it's work time. So consider making a nice little space wherever you are. Just make a nice area and just decorate it. Put some inspirational posters on the wall and make sure that it's really beautiful and somewhere where you can work comfortably. Being organized is so important. Now that you haven't got anyone else in charge of you and organizing your day, is completely down to you to organize your day. I struggled with this so much when I first started because I didn't know how to structure my days. I was completely free to do whatever I wanted to do, so my days a little bit all over the place. But with a really simple app, when I started using Focaster, it really helped me to organize and get focused. Focaster is so good because it automatically schedules your to-do list in your calendar, which is so helpful. You don't have to think about doing additional things. It's already done for you. Another thing that's really important to have that I think is overlooked a lot of times, and I don't really hear a lot of people speak about it. They just say, yeah, just start an online business and you can do that. They never talk about how you organize your online business. It's really important to have bookkeeping, accounting software, because if you don't, all your books can be a mess. I remember when I first started and I didn't really think about it too much. I thought that I could do it all myself and write everything down and keep it. I don't know what I was thinking, but I wasn't thinking about when I had to submit my reports at the end of the year. So that was a bit tricky for me. Now I use QuickBooks. It's one of the best things that I've ever done. It really helps to organize everything, and everything is automated. So you can set up rules within QuickBooks, and that helps me to organize everything and it's already done. So whenever a certain transaction happens within inside of my bank accounts, for example, I might get a bank charge or I might have a reoccurring payment that I have to do for my business, it's already automatically categorized. All I have to do is upload my receipts and just do little tweaks here and there because everything is already automated and it's all done for you. It's really affordable and it's so easy to use. So I recommend really making sure that you have your books in place. You really need self-motivation and discipline. I'm not gonna lie, a lot of people make it seem easy, like you're gonna be floating on the beach and sleeping and doing whatever, but in the beginning you really need to work really hard. It's 24/7 and you literally can't turn off because you might have a client that's in a different time zone emailing you at a certain time, or you might have something that's urgent that happens and you need to tend to it straight away, and you're working 24/7. So until you get to a certain point in your business, then that's when you can automate everything and then you can start dialing back how many hours you're doing per week. But until that point, when you first start and you're starting your own business online, it's not gonna be, you know, sleeping on the beach and doing whatever you want to do. You've got to be really focused, self-disciplined, and you need to be strict with yourself to do everything that needs to be done. Depending on what you do, most people do need a website. A really great way to build a website without having to hire anyone. You can do it really cheaply without having to know how to do any code or anything like that. There's something called Bookmark. They're a service and you can build your own website. And the really cool thing about Bookmark is that it has its own AI built in. So it analyzes your information and it helps you to build your website for you. So it's like having a website developer, but it's AI doing it for you, which is super cool. I really love using Bookmark. Outsourcing is really, really important. I didn't realize how important it was until I started reading The 4-Hour Workweek. I read this book and I realized how important it is to outsource. Sometimes you don't have to do everything yourself. I realized that writing is not my strong point. I don't like writing as much as the next person. Some people love writing. I realized that I actually hate it. I'm trying to get better at it, but it's really difficult for me to do. If you're someone who's like me, who doesn't like writing, there's an amazing website that you can use to outsource all of your writing. All your social media posts can be all written in bulk. Your website description, as well as email copywriting, sales pages, social media posts, anything that you can think of, you can outsource any sort of writing job done. If you already know how to do your writing, you already don't need this step. But if you are someone who struggles with it, I would highly recommend outsourcing all of your writing needs. I'll leave the link in the description to this service as well. Let me know in the comments down below, what are your business must-haves? And if you're just starting in your journey, don't forget to get my No BS guide for quitting your day job. The link is in the description. Bye!